Hello, everyone. This is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 116 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aiming to try to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. I'm also using this platform to ask questions and try my best to answer these questions with the viewpoints of the world around me. The following is an introduction into the topic of today. An introduction is regarding why so much control exists in religion. Have you ever tried to figure out why the Bible uses so much force, fear, and control over the masses, especially since the Bible speaks of how loving God is? So why the fear? Well, there are levels of fear, and I will go into fear in more detail throughout this episode. But for this introduction, we need to establish some sort of quick overview of religion and control. Control is my view. It may mean something else to a person who is more devout. Yet just because someone is more devout, that doesn't mean that they are more learned. What is fear? The definition of fear is an unpleasant feeling, usually brought about by loss of courage and anxiety. Like, for instance, growing up, I had a fear of heights, so I would always stray away from things like roller coasters. Sad thing is that I had to sit on the sidelines and watch the other kids play the experience and enjoy. So what I had to happen further is that I had to find it in myself to step out of my comfort zone and try things that would challenge that fear. Yet there are still issues that I have that go into my fears. But this episode is not regarding my own personal fears. This is more geared towards religion. Now the next viewpoint would fall under the category of control. So what is the difference between control and fear? What is control? The definition of control is having the power to influence and direct people's behavior for a certain course of action. Or the other way of looking at this is the supervising the behavior of someone or groups of people. What is the reason for control in religion? Because shouldn't people be able to practice what they want and live how they want? And if the Bible is right, then it will express itself in their lives not working. Well, we need to have more control, because your living how you want could have a negative external effect on the people around you. And others should not be impacted by your bad decisions. Another reason as to why we seek to control through religion is because we would like to have a voice over the masses. And how do you have a say over the masses, allowing everyone to live as they please? Also, if you want to put a structure together which will give people in their lives meaning, then you're also going to have to want to have control, because people need something to turn to consistently, and nothing is more consistent over time than religion for people to lean on. Now let's look at religion as a control. Now as for looking at religion from a standpoint of control, then you have to ask yourself a question. Why does religion seek to control the masses? I just had a previous discussion about the definition of control, but that conversation was built around defining. Now, we talk about how control is used in religion. One way religion controls is by using fears, which I would discuss in the next section. But a controlling factor would be not allowing people to come together and form a religion with the opposite sex unless marriage is involved. This control keeps society in order. So what does the Bible do? It preaches marriage for family structure. And a structured family is a structured community, which leads to having kids growing up to follow structure themselves. Speaking of marriage, religion also becomes anti-men and women marrying the same gender, because two of the same sex can't have kids, and this unnatural means of childbirth is seen as a threat to the species. Other forms of control would have to be telling the parishioners of the church to repent. This way, one is able to keep in line with the practices of the religion, and the priest or preachers are able to connect to the church in their sermon. More control would have to be encouraging followers to eat a well-balanced diet, dress in clothing that would be deemed appropriate, and make sure to not bring foreign substances into your body, which would alter the person's mental state. Now let's look at religion as a fear. This is the portion where we now get into the fears in religion. And the fears come by way of the control. Meaning, if you control in religion, then what is the fear from? For example, if we read the Bible, for instance, and it speaks of marriage, like the example I gave in the last section about keeping society together, then the fear is that children are born with no marital parents which causes instability in the household as well as the community. Where do the fears come from? If you want to know, then look no further at how our society is set up today, because there are more single parent households than any time before. Coincidentally, there's also a lot of instability in those households. And the problem with this type of upbringing is that those children walk into society and recreate this behavior themselves. The system in which we live will start to have financial strains because it takes two incomes to raise a child, unless the person has a substantial income. Most don't have substantial incomes to do so, so there lies a strain. So from this standpoint, having kids out of the context of a union is not optimal. This is where religious sentiments get loyalty from the masses, because we use morality as a launching point via the Bible. Now, religion as a structure base. Here's where we go into the next section of interest that aids in the fear and controlling sense. Have you ever seen a skyscraper and wondered how something so large is able to rise to its level and the ground not cave beneath it? That is because the skyscraper was built upon a very strong foundation. Now skyscrapers are way younger than the religions, so how do we correlate the structure of religion with its gained followers? We use the previous example of marriage, husband and wife with children in the community of others who do the same. This setup creates a strong foundation for children so they can go off to repeat the process later in life. Keeping the world in line is crucial in maintaining healthy lifestyles. And that has been the reason for the fears of going to hell through religion. That fear of hell is a control tactic to maintain the structure of society via Christian Bible, the Quran, and books combined to make up the Torah. These majors have stood the test of time simply because the structure of them has been a workable crutch for its followers to lean on during hard times. Give thanks in the good times. Don't get me wrong. Many people who fall under the religious base don't always follow the rules. And what do I mean by follow the rules? Let's look at who has to follow the rules. No matter what the religious view, there are always people who don't feel they should have to live by the sentiments of religion. And you would think it's anti-religious crowd. And you would think of this, it's the anti-religious crowd. Yet the rules being broken comes from within. That's right. The rules are more broken by the followers themselves, simply because atheists don't believe, so they don't care. As for the followers, they see religion as a power base. Power can be used to manipulate the masses. So what it allows for is that people who are at the top can live a life that others would otherwise get in trouble for doing. For instance, a religious figure has a child that was caught breaking the law, and it's swept under the table, all the while preaching to the parishioners about having morals and family values. So to sweep his own family morality under a rug to keep it from being talked about is going to cause instability. And we have multiple accounts of this, whether it's religious figures, politicians, or even successful people in business. Only we expect it from business people, but not politicians and most definitely not leaders in the churches, mosques, or synagogues. Are the rules, let's look at the rules as fundamental. Are they? When we observe the religious texts that any of us practice, we have to acknowledge that these views must be challenged when thought of as a fundamental. Reason being is that once something is accepted as fundamental or truth, then it becomes a natural way of life. So when you say that you don't follow the laws of the Bible, you are banished to hell for that, then we have to observe this, because now someone's entire life is now being defined in this moment. And living on the earth on average 82 years, which is the average human age at death, there's no way to exist this long life sin-free. So when we take something as fundamental and not challenge, who is in charge of the person who is caught sinning? Meaning that, is there punishment for this sin? And who is in charge of that person who hands down the punishment? Because if I have someone over me, yet God is over that person, then it leaves an ability for the person over me to break rules with no immediate consequences. That's why these fundamentalist rules have to have some sort of pushback, or it leaves room for manipulation. A view of the clergy. How does the clergy view? Well, a lot has been said regarding fears in religion, but what do people in the church have to say? Like, for example, the leaders of the churches, the priests, the preachers, the imams, and the rabbi, in their opinions, they don't perceive it to be fear amongst the masses. To them, these rules and principles are set forth to guide you in the right direction. and the guidance will take you through this life. And for those people who are the leaders of these houses of worship, you feel that they preach and profess should change over time. Of course, there are men and women alike who feel like the religious base has gotten out of control. But the fundamental truths are not too far off, meaning men who often question the law of God and open to the laws of the land still make their way back to good, wholesome religious beliefs. And the reason for this swaying, they acknowledge that the world is changing. And even though it's counterintuitive to their beliefs, the world is changing. So instead of trying to figure out a method to not have to listen to the laws of the land over God, they try to correlate a teaching from religion in order to keep masses in the faith base. Because whether people want to believe it or not, churches are closing, for instance, across America. This means the once way of life is dying out. So try to connect to people on their playing field to maintain or watch it go away altogether. How do the parishioners view all this? From the standpoint of the people in the churches, mosques, and synagogues, they have a little bit of both views. They have the beliefs of what is being practiced, but also trying to juggle that with living by man's way of law. What do I mean when I say this? Here's what I mean. There are people who would love to live by the book, but it's just way too many ways of life keeping you from doing so. Don't get me wrong. You can live by a lot that is in the Bible, for example, because the Bible has a lot of templates that you can use to guide you through life. Then again, things get a little rocky when you live in a certain places like America, for instance. Now, living in other parts of the world, such as the Middle East or throughout Africa, these are places in the world that try to aim at living a little more like the text read. So as hard as it is to live in this worldly place, most will try their best to live by God's word and hope God is listening and understands. Let's look at a view of the atheist. From the standpoint of the person who doesn't believe, their reply to this is easy. God doesn't exist. So these types of skeptics would tell people to look to each other for guidance in life. Don't let some omnipresent being that we don't even know exists control your life. You live the life you know you should be living, because once the lights go off, they're off forever. So live this life that is guaranteed and not think about that something that isn't. Atheists will argue that religion is all man-made to give man meaning, and usage of fear is to keep you in check. And if God did exist, he is a lazy God, because there are no real checks and balances over mankind. So why fear someone who is so powerful yet gives men free will to be crude? In addition to this, which religion is right? Because there are too many for everyone to be right. Now let's look at my viewpoint. Here's where I give my personal views on what fears could be in religion. From my perspective, I would say the need of control comes from the more than just religion. It's like the example I gave earlier about marriage. Here's another example. Eating pork is spoken about against in religion. An animal that defecates where they dwell. This could easily buy a way to be controlled, but the control was probably tied to people getting sick and dying. Death is always a reason to catch everyone's attention. Do I think the pig is some evil creature? No. It could have come by way of pigs killing people because the meat was not properly prepared. Now the pig is then seen as this bad animal. Today we know there is nothing to fear from a pig. We now prepare the pig better today, so it becomes a hearty meal. So where is religion going? With so much that has been said, I have to ask this question, and I will ask it again. Are we closer to the end of religion? Will it stabilize over time? Because scientific proof is becoming stronger while spirituality declines. Does this mean society will lose its hope? Well, the world and humanity was here long before religion came about. That means we will sustain even if it disappears. So at least in American society, we can see religious life unraveling. That is for certain. And while the faith doesn't have the same strength it once did, young generations view religion as antiquated and does not include everyone. Then again, there are small churches that have formed across the country. These churches are like storefronts and have congregations where people are connected a lot more to each other. So with that said, we might have a way to save religion in America. With this end statement now, well, we have to understand control in religion. In the word of religion, There's always been control. Now, depending on the region of the world, there's more control than other places. Are some places at risk of falling more than others because of the control? Well, that will be discussed next episode. See, me? I don't like control. But I do know that there are principles in religion that we can use to improve our lives. And there's room to keep it around. But the fundamentalism must change in order for it to stay around. But I will say, one could possibly last above others. Thank you for listening to In the Know. I'll be bringing you another episode regarding religion. The topic will be asking the question, how to tell your family you don't believe in God?